Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Republicans in the U.S. Senate are now hammering away on their version of a bill to overhaul the Affordable Care Act. The House approved a bill yesterday that would repeal Obamacare. The bill was passed after just a few hours of debate and without the Congressional Budget Office scoring it. That means predicting how much it would cost and how many people would lose their insurance under it. One thing the House bill does is allow states to opt out of requiring insurers to cover people who have pre-existing conditions. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says that would cause problems for millions of Americans.
You know, I've heard many of my Senate colleagues on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, say that they don't believe that insurance companies ought to be able to discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. Now, whether that will be enough to fight back against this House bill or not, I don't know. But part of the problem with this House bill is it has got so many bad parts to it by throwing people off their current coverage, by cutting Medicaid for people who are in nursing homes and children in public schools. It's got so many bad parts to it that just fixing some of them means that a bill that goes forward from here could still do terrible damage to people here in Massachusetts and all across the country.
How so in Massachusetts? What do you see the fallout as being?
Massachusetts would have an almost impossible time trying to provide the same level of health care services to people across the state. I think of this in terms of the places I visited recently, like being at the Lynn Community Health Center or Manic Community Health in Quincy. And they explain how the money they get right now from the Affordable Care Act lets them treat everybody who comes in, and particularly lets them treat people with mental health issues, lets them treat people with opioid addictions that in the past they were not able to treat because they simply didn't have the resources. If this bill passes, it's going to hit hard every place that is already working at a thin margin to be able to deliver the best possible health care services at the lowest possible cost.
But not all your constituents even support Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, as it is. Some have problems with it. We know that a lot of small businesses don't like it. What do you say to them about how you're going to address their concerns? In other words, how you would improve on Obamacare as it stands right now?
People who point out that there are real shortcomings in it are right. But here's an example. What we could be working on right now is lowering the cost of prescription drugs. That would be really important to individual families on how much they pay and would also help bring down the cost of insurance. But we have to attack that problem directly. The Republicans don't want to touch that at all.
Given the fact that Democrats like you are in the minority, how can you realistically fight for the things that you're talking about?
Well, you're right. We don't have the votes to block it if the Republicans run this through under a procedure where they can pass something with 51 votes. What we have to rely on is democracy. Enough people around this country who make their voices heard in Washington, who say, I do not want this bill. This bill is not good for my family. This bill is not good for my neighbors. And I don't want anyone in Washington to support it.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, thank you very much.
Thank you.